When I walked in here this morning carrying this little object with me, the first person I saw was Mike Wilt. And I said, Mike, does this look like a frog or a toad? And he said he couldn't tell. And I said, that's good because it's supposed to be a toad. So I can tell by the toad and that's what it is. I'll tell you about why I'm carrying this and why I'm going to place it back here in just a moment. I think I mentioned a couple of years ago, three other guys and I, four of us, who formed a very close bond during our days in theological school, reunited over at one of them lives over near Portsmouth. We got together and spent a week kind of catching up on our lives and all that had gone on since we last seen each other. And we liked doing that so much that we decided to do it again this past summer, which we did again. The four of us got together and we decided, in the spirit of what I said before, that we've now started an instant tradition, so we're going to keep trying to do that every single summer. Both times that we got together, when we would sit and talk about all that happened in our lives and how things were going and what some of our future plans were, and even when we would gather for a meal, it wasn't this particular one, but my friend Dave, one of them, had a big ceramic toad that he would put right in the middle of where we would always gather. And the reason for that, I'm going to tell you a little later. I'm going to get you to hold my toad for a minute there, if you would. Okay. The reason we were doing this was actually to help us allow us to remember a fifth person who had been a part of that group who was no longer with us. I said it was four of us getting together, but it was actually five of us who were very close during our days in seminary. I want to say just a little bit about the person that we were remembering and what this business about the toad was. His name was Philip. Full name was Philip Roy Bennett, and we called him a combination of his first and middle name, which was Philroy. Everybody knew him as Philroy. We all entered theological school at the same time. Phil was one of those very brilliant people who knew just a whole lot about everything. He and I never played Trivial Pursuit, and I'm pretty good at it, but I'm pretty sure he would have wiped me off the board if we had ever played. He's one of those very brilliant people. If breaks had gone right for him, he would have liked to have been an Old Testament professor because he really knew all the stuff about this and everything in the Old Testament. But he knew a lot about everything. The trouble was, Phil was one of those people, and maybe you've had friends like them too, who are very, very smart, but just kind of have a hard time putting their lives together, sort of on a day-to-day basis. Phil would have one job after another, or he would come up with some grand idea as to how some enterprise he could launch, only to get it going and have it not work. He was married twice, neither one of those quite worked out, and he did have some very lovely daughters, one of them. And so Phil just had a hard time getting it together. He and I lived pretty close to one another. When I was living in Stevens Point, Wisconsin, he was down in Madison. So we would spend time with one another, and I would hear about what the latest scene in his life was and how he was finally going to make it by doing whatever he was planning on doing. And invariably, sometime later, it would prove not to quite work out. But he was just a really funny guy. Always had this witty thing to say. It was a lot of fun to be around. Well, in the mid-1990s, about 10, 12 years ago, it looked like things were coming together for him. He discovered he had a real knack for computers, just as that was getting going, the whole computer industry was getting going. And he discovered he had a knack for writing software programs. So he got himself a little computer startup business going in Madison. And it began to take off. And he was able to get himself an office and take on a couple of people. Another wonderful woman came into his life that looked like Phil's life had finally, as he was approaching his 50th birthday, had gotten on track. All of us were very happy for him. Well, I don't really know how it happened. I never quite got the whole story. But one day he was driving through Madison, and I don't know if he was daydreaming or not paying attention to things. I know I daydream when I drive too, but unfortunately Phil was daydreaming to the point that he didn't see a red light, went into an intersection, a truck was coming the other way, and he was killed instantly, right there. We wanted to remember him, the four of us, we did. We wanted to remember, as tragic as his passing was, we wanted to remember how much he had made us laugh all the time that we did. Now, the thing about the toad, and my toad back. Phil had a thing about toads. He loved to collect toads, big toads, little toads, toads of all sizes and shapes. Well, a toad only has one shape, but different sizes. Plays them around his room. And clear back starting in seminary, he would build a little shrine in his seminary room, which he called the Shrine to the Order of St. Toad. And every place he lived, he would always build his little St. Toad shrine, festooned his place, however humble or elegant may have been, with toads. And when we'd be in a conversation, Bill would have something that he thought, and it usually was pretty bright or pretty profound thing to say. He always preceded by saying, "Well, now you know what St. Toad had to say about this." And then he would take off on some discourse from the writings of St. Toad. Guy just loved his toads. And if he didn't like somebody, or you did something that he didn't like, he had an expression for you, the first word of which was toad. The second word will remain unspoken. But that was still too. So as we got together for the past couple years and thought about Gilroy Bennett, all the joy and the happiness that he brought into our life, even with the very tragic way in which we lost him. And I was able to go back to Madison. I wasn't able to attend his memorial service, but that was during my first sabbatical in 97. I got back to Madison, met the woman in his life and a couple of his daughters. And, you know, after some of the hugs and some of the tears, we found ourselves laughing more than anything else, and mostly laughing about toads and Phil's thing for toads. So on this ceremony, he said earlier, one of the things he's done during a Day of the Dead observance is either place a picture. I also have a picture. Like Chris, I got a picture of my father, actually three pictures of him from three different times in his life that I'm going to put here. But also to be mindful of my dear friend, Philip Roy Bennett, I'm also going to put if you brought a picture or a memento of someone that you are especially mindful of today that you want to call to memory, you're invited to do so at this time. And if you did not think to bring either a picture or a memento, if you'd like to place something, we have a basket of stones over here. I can think of any number of other people I would want to honor in the same way. Just take one from the basket and place it on the table. If you'd like to do that, you're invited to do so at this time.